Ephesians 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. And this is the verse that God has left upon my heart. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And we trust that God will not only bless the reading of his precious word, but he'll bless the few thoughts that I have no doubt that God has left upon my heart for tonight. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the richness of his grace. In this portion of scripture, there's three wee points that God has very clearly left upon my heart. The first one is the curse that we see in that verse, and that is the sins. That's a sin that passed on all mankind when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. I have quoted it, I'm sure, many times in the past, Romans 5 and 12, where it says, for as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Spiritual death passed on every one of us when our first parents sinned there in the Garden of Eden. Romans 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned. I'm going to just preach God's word tonight. Quote a few verses of scripture. I don't want you to go home and say John Henry said that or John Henry said this. I want you to go home and talk about what God's word said. Romans 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned. Not only sinned, but come short of the glory of God. The curse of sin was upon us all. Thank God there are those in this meeting and the curse is gone. Not because of any efforts of their own. I want to make it very clear. There's absolutely nothing that any man on this world can do to remove the curse of sin. I can't do anything for you tonight. The pastor couldn't do anything for you tonight. This church couldn't do anything for you tonight. That curse of sin passed upon us all. And there's only one person. And thanks and praise be to God, there is one. The Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, he can remove sin. He can remove that curse that passed upon all mankind. And we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 26. And if you want these verses of scripture, I'll give them to you afterwards. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 26. We're not only all under the curse, but we're all in the snare of the devil. That's what the scripture says. All in the devil's snare, all held captive by the devil at his will. And there's absolutely no way we can get out of that, friends. There's absolutely that snare, the snare of the devil. There's nothing I can do to help you out of it. I can tell you that there is a cure. I can tell you there is a remedy. I can tell you there is a way to get out of that snare. But tonight, I want to say to you, if you're in this meeting and you're not saved, that's your situation. That's what the Word of God says. held captive by the devil at his will, in the devil's snare. It's so clear. So clear. And dear friends, if the devil can keep you there till God takes the breath from this body of yours, then you'll never be in that place called heaven. You're under the curse. But thanks be and praise be to God, there's a cure for the curse. And the cure for the curse is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and 9. I'll turn to that verse of scripture. Romans 5 and 9. And read it for yourselves. Romans 5 and 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. How do you stand tonight? I know you're sitting. Maybe I shouldn't be saying stand. How do you stand? But where do you stand? Are you still under the curse? Or are you justified? Are you just as if you had never sinned? There's only one power that can do that, friends. And that power is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've often quoted the verse of scripture from this pulpit, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. One person, Jesus Christ, God's lovely, sinless Son, shed his precious blood on Calvary to provide a cure for the curse of sin. And there's no other cure under heaven. None, nothing, but the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Praise God for that precious blood. There's a verse, and I would like you to turn to that, John chapter 8 and verse 32. John chapter 8 and verse 32. I quoted that verse earlier on about being in the devil's snare and held captive by the devil at his will. But listen to this verse. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Who is the truth? The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said himself in John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said these words, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you know the truth tonight? Have you ever met him? Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth. And this verse of scripture says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I want to ask you, dear folks, I may never have another opportunity of standing in this pulpit on Save Soul to preach to you. I may never have that opportunity. These days, I can feel the old body getting weaker. My dear, when you're almost 83, you can't say I'll be preaching next week or I'll be preaching the week after. I might be in heaven, but I want to warn you tonight. Maybe my last opportunity to warn you. I want to warn you tonight. Listen, friends, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not free. You're still under the curse. But praise God, you can come to know him tonight. Praise God, the curse can be removed. Praise God, there is that fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Praise God for that. Another verse that I would like you to turn to. John chapter 19 and verse 34. And I have to push on. John chapter 9 and verse 34. And this is where the cure came from. I must have got it wrong. John, this is... Sorry, it's John chapter 19. Sorry for confusing you folks. John chapter 19 and verse 34. And as I already said, this is where the cure came from. It says there in that verse, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. That's where the cure from sin came from, friends. It came from the sinless Son of God. It came from that wound where the soldier pierced the side into his lovely body. The one who knew no sin, made to be sin for an ungodly sinner like me. Think about it. Think about how he went there to that little hillside, how he held out his hands as they nailed him to the cross. The hymn writer says he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. But he held out his hands to be nailed to a tree, his feet nailed to the tree, his head crowned with thorns. Then the soldier took that spear and pierced it into his side. What love, friends. What love he had for our souls. Savior took the spear, or the soldier took a spear and pierced it into the Savior's side. And from that wound came the cure for my sins and yours, friends. And there's no other thing under heaven, no other power under heaven can remove a sinner's sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God there's still power in the Savior's blood to cleanse every spot of sin. First Peter, quickly, I want to leave another verse or two with you. First Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Listen to this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But here it is again. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Praise God tonight for the precious blood of Jesus. Had it not been for that blood, I'd have been on my way to hell tonight. A young brother talked about when he was saved. On the 7th of February past there, the wife and I got saved on the one night 48 years ago. There's been ups and downs, and we haven't been perfect. I'm not perfect as I stand before you. There's no man perfect. But there's a day coming when I will be perfect, when I enter in through the gates into the city. Why am I going to be there? because there was that moment in my life when God saved my soul. And my, the hymn writer says, I'm going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. What a day, the hymn writer said, that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his lovely face, the one who saved me by his grace. Praise God. The verse of scripture that was preached on the night we were saved was John chapter 1 and verse 29. And again, it goes back to the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. My, I know there's people in here tonight, and thank God they're soundly saved and on their way to heaven. But if you're here tonight and you're not saved, it would be my prayer that you would put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. Our time is gone, and we're going to sing hymn number 366. Then we'll stand together as we sing. 366. And if this is your story, if you can stand up tonight and say, I am redeemed, oh praise the Lord, my soul from bondage free has found at last a resting place in him who died for me. If that's your, if that's your standing tonight, if you can truthfully say, I am redeemed, oh praise the Lord, let's sing it with all of our hearts. And if you're not saved, as we sing this hymn, you can call out to God for salvation. My, don't go home tonight out of Christ. Don't go home tonight still in the devil's snare. Come to the truth. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And my, he'll set you free. Praise God for that. It would be my prayer as we sing this hymn that you would just confess to God, here I am, Father, I'm a sinner. Wash me in your blood. Take away my sins. Save my soul. Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And listen, dear unsaved soul, if you do that, God will save you. And one thing for certain, if you do that, you'll never again be under the wrath of God. There's, oh, I don't want to start talking about the wrath of God tonight. But thank God, the night we got saved, the wrath of God was taken away. That can happen to you tonight. Let's stand together as we sing this hymn.